When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
If anything, this blue season has been a good time.
Well,
probably not successful, but it is fun.
It's been something.
Amy Marks scores Chris Ronji on KMOX, and we thought we'd bring in he has to.
Yeah.
He is slotted in every...
Contractually obligated.
He literally is. Every Thursday at 10 o'clock to join us. KMOX Sports Open Lines, Matt Pauly. He's the host of Rush Hour Sports and Cardinals pre- and post-game and countdown to opening day, which is supposed to be on Thursday nights. It's back to Thursday night after Matt has been lying to us for many, many weeks. Matt Pauly, hello.
Hello. I lied to you for 2 weeks. Is 2 weeks
like
many,
three.
Many weeks?
It's like three at least.
Nah.
Yeah.
Hey, every Thursday, countdown to opening day. No, not this Thursday. Not next Thursday either, or the Thursday after that. But we're back to Thursday after you've been a big old liar.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Matt, before we get started, I do have a Blues update that Chris Ronji won't care about. But it is some Blues news.
Did the Blackhawks just score another goal?
They're eighth?
No, but Blues rookie Dalibor Dvorsky has been named to Team Slovakia the Olympic Winter Games in Milano Cortina 2026. I think that is the fifth Blues player now who has been...
Yeah, Pew Suter was named yesterday, it's good.
Fourth then.
Okay.
Right? Because Binnington, Parayko for Canada, Suter for Switzerland. Oh, no, fifth. Broberg for Sweden, Dvorsky for Slovakia. Hey,
cool.
This is good stuff. This is good stuff for a kid because... and we'll move on from hockey, I know. But you don't want to downplay what an international tournament can do because Macklin Celebrini in the World Championships, they placed his locker, this kid, who's an absolute stud right now, they placed his locker between Nathan MacKinnon and Sidney Crosby. And he got to sit between those two guys for the entire tournament. He started training with them. And he credits that experience with really changing and amplifying his career. So... maybe Dvorsky, the more experience, the better.
All right, we'll be looking for locker placement.
It's very cool, and I hope he loses.
Yes.
Now, what the hell happened last night with Joel Hofer? Why couldn't they get him on the ice? Why wouldn't Jordan Binnington leave the ice? What was going on as the Blues got pounded by the Blackhawks?
Yeah, I ask you, it was a weird situation. Like I'm watching the game, and the Turner folks did a nice job of covering it. What a weird, just weird. I don't know what was going on. I don't know if that's something that they had planned out. I just,
because
it's a really weird thing.
It is. And we watched the video. I mean, because I hate speculating, but I mean, he kind of looked like he was hiding.
Like, no, please.
He had his mask on and he was down the hall because it wasn't even just like, oh, he was down the hall. He had his mask on, which means... at some point, he prepared to go out on the ice because goalies don't sit there with their masks on. And then he was way down the hall and peeking around a corner. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
It's just stupid stuff. It's so
and every time it's a nationally game, nationally televised game, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Binnington did the thing with the puck earlier this year on the national. I was so... I told myself I wasn't going to buy in, and then they get back within 1 point of a playoff spot. It was 3 points, and they'd won two in a row, and they started off, they got 1-0 like a minute into the game last night. Like, I'm feeling great, and then all of a sudden, it's just everybody gets a goal for the Blackhawks. I don't know. I say this, and then give me 2 weeks, I'm going to believe again. But I'm so done with this. I'm so sick and tired of any time there's this like semblance of hope regarding the Blues, that not only do they like puff it out, I mean they throw it into the river. It is it's just so frustrating.
they puff it out and throw it in the river. I really like that, Matt.
I'm gonna tell somebody someday. Oh, puff it out and throw it in the river. When I'm mad at them.
That's so good.
And they'll say, what does that mean? I have no idea, but you should do it.
Every time I try to have a good time, you puff it out and throw it in the river. I mean, there's multiple ways to use it.
And I don't want you to explain it.
No,
don't
explain it. No. No, you can puff it out and throw it in the river.
I haven't been awake that long, guys, so I'm not responsible for the words coming out of my mouth.
Can I know, I've been awake forever.
I'm actually really quite jealous of your schedule, because it's the kind of schedule I used to have years ago.
It's a sports guy schedule.
Yeah, man.
Matt and I talked about this on Sports Open Line, because I joined Sports and Open Line at 6:30 on Tuesdays.
Nice.
I know. Matt and I were buds. But Matt, Matt has a sports guy schedule, and I do not. I could not stay up for the Blues game last night, because I got up super early this morning, so... Yeah, you guys are night owls.
We are. I'm early. I went to bed at like 4:15 today.
I got up at 4:45. We're living in two different time zones.
Man, I don't know what you people are doing. How about SLU basketball? Huge win on the road.
Huge.
The best team in town right now is the men's Billikens basketball team, and they went on the road, won for the first time at VCU last night.
Awesome. So awesome. They're playing great basketball. And Missouri won at Kentucky last night.
That's right.
And Illinois is ranked number 16 in the nation. I mean, you want to talk about
some great... They play Rutgers tonight.
Yeah. Great college basketball in the area. But Missouri, I think they're better than Mizzou. I don't know if they're better than Illinois. Illinois is really, really good. It'd be really awesome if we saw SLU and Illinois play in the NCAA tournament this year. I'd be very much rooting for that to play out. But that is just a fantastic win for the Billikens last night. That's one of the toughest places to play in the A-10. That's a tight game. They find a way to win. I was pretty fired up about that. And when we think about the good stuff going on sports-wise, it is really hard to look past St. Louis University, and people are starting to take note. Chaffetz is filling up a little bit more. I mean, this does, speaking of, you know, the start of things, but an actual start of thing that you can believe in, this feels like this is the start of a really special era for Billikens basketball.
So it's a team that's 14-1, and the one knock against them this year is that their schedule hasn't been very difficult. They've won all the games they're supposed to, for the most part. You got that last-second loss to Stanford. But otherwise, you know, they've played really well. They've beaten everybody they've needed to. And teams they're better than, oftentimes, they beat them soundly.
Yeah, they score a ton of points. And last night wasn't a high-scoring game. Give credit to VCU. VCU is a good team. They held them to 71 points. But prior to that, they had scored over 100 points in three of their last four, and 93 in all four of their last four games. So not much you can do about the schedule. That's the plight of good mid-major teams. It's really tough to get good teams to schedule you, even power conference teams to bring you in. That's a scary game. You'd probably like to see them do a little bit more in their multi-team event. No disrespect to Santa Clara and Stanford, but if it would have been nice to see some better teams on there. They played a few too many. I thought there were a couple too many non-D1s on there as well. I guess maybe they only played one. Anyways, when they played the non-D1, it's like, what are they doing here? But you that's not something they can really control totally, because teams won't schedule them. So all you can do is take care of business. They lost one time in the non-conference, and it's a game they easily could have won against Stanford. You could make the argument that night before against Santa Clara they should have lost that game. So those two games kind of evened each other out as it was. And now the job is to go into league play and just win and win and win and win and win and win at the tough spots. Win it when you go to, you know, they get that first opportunity at VCU. That's the first really big road game they have in conference play. When they go to Dayton coming up later on this year, that's another big opportunity for a road win. You want those quad one road wins, which they got last night.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, Matt. Cardinals made a trade yesterday. We talked a little bit about it. Didn't have an opportunity to ask you about the acquisition of the left-handed pitcher, Justin Brule.
Yeah, it's just added depth to the organization. Like, I there were a lot of people who I think tried to put more definition and more meaning into the trade. They had Zach Kent on the roster, on the 40-man roster, who they'd picked up earlier in the offseason. They got an opportunity to add Justin Brule. They felt like Brule was better than Kent, and so it's a adding depth to the 40-man roster. I don't know if he's going to be on the big league roster. I don't know if he's going to make the team, but he is somebody who just adds a little bit of depth, and that's what you want to see from your president of baseball operations. Anytime, no matter how small of an improvement it might be, anytime you could incrementally improve any of your rosters, go do it. So he doesn't really profile out as a guy who's going to be a big-time member of this team moving forward. Maybe he is. He had good numbers in his time with the Dodgers earlier on in his career. But I think it was a nice little move for the Cardinals.
So we have discussed the potential trade of Brendan Donovan and Nolan Arenado, which the Cardinals are actively trying to trade Arenado. Chaim Bloom mentioned that on Sports on a Sunday. And that's not news to us. It is also not, I don't know if I want to call it news, but it stands to reason that there's not a whole lot of interest in him right now. That they're having a difficult time finding a trade partner for Arenado. What is sort of interesting is a recent report that Brendan Donovan, maybe the Cardinals are valuing him more than other teams are. So what do you make of that?
Yeah, I think that's a possibility. I still think they end up moving him. But when you've got a guy like Donovan, I think you do place the value on him and you move forward. And the league will tell you what the value is because you're going to be getting these other offers for him. But there's nothing wrong when you've got one of the best trade pieces in baseball. There's nothing wrong with having him at a very high value. And if they open up the season with Brendan Donovan on the roster, it certainly is not the end of the world. It's a bit of a gamble. He could get injured. He could have a slow start to the year. His value could go down, but his value could also go up based off other things that happen in baseball. So there's been a bunch of stuff that has been said lately about the Cardinals. There was that report about Donovan, maybe that they value him too high. Buster Olney again talked about the team might release Nolan Arenado, which doesn't, Chaim Bloom has pushed back very, very strongly when given that scenario previously. So I don't know. I just kind of take everything I read right now with a grain of salt. It seems like there's some misinformation out there.
All right. We appreciate you, Matt Pauly. We are looking forward to countdown to opening day tonight. It is tonight, yes?
It is tonight. Ricky Horton and I sit down for close to an hour. It's a long, extended conversation with Ricky, so I hope people tune in to listen to that.
6 o'clock?
Yep.
6 to 8. Awesome. Oh, and Rush Hour Sports at 5.
Yeah, so you got a lot of me tonight, 5 to 8.
And then we got this 15 minutes or so. That's a lot of you.
Yes, it is.
All right, are you going to go take a nap, or what are you going to do?
No, I got to go feed my kid.
Oh. That's how I talk about, like, feeding my dog.
I
know,
he was going to feed a horse. Like, I got to go feed the horse.
I have to go provide breakfast for my daughter. Is that a better way to say it?
Yeah. I mean, it sounded like
I liked it.
Put some slop in the trough.
I'm going to throw it in the river, okay?
Puff it out and throw it in the river.
See you, pal.
Bye.
Yo, Paulie, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See you.